pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Did you run up the stairs?
Sort of.
So I'd like to open it, the meeting up for public comments or announcements. Please give us your name and yeah.
My name is Mary Ann Simmons. I am a resident in Port Isabel, and I own property at 600 Padre Boulevard here on the island, have for many years. And I just wanted to state my concern and basic opposition to the proposed dog park in that little strip of land there next to the pickleball courts. It's tiny. I think the reason people want a dog park is so they can run off leash, and that's just not a great location for that. Otherwise, you guys do an incredible job. The city is always looking so good. I'm so impressed with all the improvements that have happened. And anyway, congratulations. But that's my comment. And I don't know if I should give that to city council or just leave it with you all and then...
During public comments, they can't comment back, but I'll meet with you right after.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate your input. Great.
Deb.
We've got a little bit of time, but I just got this, so I wanted to make sure and show this to you. We've got the 4th of July Walking Beach Parade coming up on July the 4th. We should have one more meeting before then, but I wanted to get it out there so people can kind of start making plans. We'll start at Beach Access 8 and walk down to Beach Access 4 and have water and watermelon and giveaways. It's a fun way to kind of kick off the day, and we hope everybody can come out. But CVB has helped me with a flyer this year, so I think it's very spiffy. So I'll get some of those out to you guys if you want to put them in any of the businesses, but just share it on your social and any of that kind of stuff so we can make sure everybody is aware of it.
So will you send us a copy of this?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or announcements?
You know the code.
I just say thank you, Debbie, for keeping us all in line and all the back work that you do, because it's really appreciated. Very much so.
Debbie, can you?
The agenda, please.
Got it?
This is it?
Yep, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, item 4.1 on our regular agenda, discussion and possible action to approve the March 19th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
Approve.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. 4.2, discussion and possible action to approve the absences for Parks Committee members Javi, Laurie, Amy from the regular meeting on March 19th.
Were you notified of their absences on all of those people?
Yes.
Okay. I approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All of four. Any against? Motion carries. 4.3, update and discussion regarding the city parks maintenance.
I didn't make any slides today, and I probably should have, but we're running a little bit behind. But the guys are really out there, really trying to make sure everything's up and going. We actually did replace the water fountain that's there at Water Tower Park, the one that wasn't working. We had one working, one not working. So that has been, we went ahead and replaced that. The guys have been working on, we had our Turtle Park Arbor Day event, and he has been really trying to really work with that and he put in some drip irrigation and some stuff at Javi's suggestion. So we're really trying to keep those parks really looking good and trying to amend some of the soil over at the Butterfly Garden and get a few more plants to put in there. And we'll get with Javi to work on some of that wind stuff that we talked about. We'll be getting to a point where we can work on some of those kind of projects. But everything's kind of moving along. We're trying to get everything looking really good for the Memorial Day weekend, so they're working extra hard to do that. The guys will be working some on the weekends going forward. Another thing I always want to let you know, and Travis isn't here, but we have started the work They started yesterday on the electrical for to get the lighting underneath the basketball and those lights in the park. Cool. So that's been a labor of, you know, trying to get them out there started, but we got them started yesterday. So that's something that we're working on as well.
And this is the skate park?
The skate park in John L. Tompkins underneath the basketball.
Awesome.
That's where the, and they'll actually be, there's going to be lighting underneath there, but there's actually going to be an outlet so that when we do some of the things like the skate day and some of those events in the park, yeah, there'll be electrical for maybe for people to utilize for a speaker or some different things like that. Always utilize that PW Cares at myspi.org. That's a great tool if you're out and about and you see something in a park or on the road or anything. That's just a great tool to use if something's not quite right and you want to bring it to our attention. PW Cares at myspi.org.
I see somebody sleeping in the like the children's park. They have a tendency, the transients, to
right.
sleep in one of the deals. Who do we notify?
I would say that would be the non-emergency police line, because you don't want to, we want to make sure that the police handle that type situation. But that would be 956-761-5454. So that's the non-emergency line if there's something that you need police help with, but that's not a 911 call. It's 545-761-5454.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, I had to call them because there was some broken bottle, glass bottle in the bike lane. And
okay.
they were out like, you know, very,
you can
very
do non-emergency on that, or you could also do yeah. Public Works Cares.
I did Cares.
Okay,
I did
perfect,
Cares,
perfect.
And they came right
yeah.
in. It was great.
Because that goes out to, it's an email system that goes to the assistant public works director, it goes to the parks foreman, and it goes to the public works foreman. They get those emails immediately. So if it's something that can be fixed, they'll go and hop on that right quick. That's why I urge you to use that. Don't wait till, you know, don't wait till we have a meeting a month later so that they can take care of those things along the way.
Thank you, Debbie. Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. Where are we? 4.4, discussion and possible action to award the yard landscape of the month for May.
And I've got that.
Do you have a slides? Or? Okay. Thank you.
Oh, here it's already up. There we go.
Oh, there it is.
So we had quite a few, and I guess I missed one. Kathy sent me one, but we'll make sure that's in for June. I guess I did not see it in time or missed it. There's 105 East Lantana. There is 4004 Gulf. We had 116 East Oleander, 113 East Marlin, 127 East Atoll, and then 203 West Mesquite.
Great.
And then we had two businesses this time. We had the Palms Cafe, and we had McDonald's. So we had voting, and let's see, the winner was 105 East Lantana, and then the Palms.
Great. So we need an action for that, right? So does anybody want to?
I approve.
Yes?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Anybody against, or everybody for?
All for.
Anyone against? Motion carries. Next is 4.5 on the agenda, update and discussion regarding the Arbor Day planning event on April 25th at Turtle Park. Javi?
Yeah, that was a nice event. Adrian and the crew out there have been doing a good job at monitoring the plants and making sure that they're growing like they should. You know, they noticed that some of them weren't getting enough water. So they expanded the irrigation system so that they can help those plants grow better. And they're learning a lot about how to do things like that. So I think we'll do some more of that in the future as well. And we planted like maybe six trees or so.
I think six trees and a couple of flats of,
frog's fruit.
Frog's
and
fruit.
And different pollinator plants.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job and keeping them alive, and
They seem to really flourish. Here, I've got some pictures. Yeah. There's Javi out there planting that frog fruit.
Yeah.
And there was some kids that came by, and I think they were really excited about that. And then planted some trees and some butterfly bushes. I had some great volunteers that came out. There's Adrian. Mm-hmm. And then we had a crew, and we handed out some seed packets for some butterfly-friendly plants. And Councilwoman Graves was there with us. We had some people from the fire department as well. So one other thing I had, they did a little slideshow on Facebook, and Karen loaded it up for me. So we'll see if we can get it to play for y'all. Maybe we can't get it. Can y'all see it or no? Okay, we'll see. IT's going to try to help me. There it is. We can stop it now. There you go. But it was really, it's just always really nice for us to do some of these events. And we had done a planting at the sandbox area that is right off the medians earlier in March, and then we have the Arbor Day event. So really just getting the community out to plant, I think everybody likes that. When you get your hands dirty, it kind of really is makes for engagement for people.
Yeah. So. If we keep that up, like that place can become like the next little green space in that area. So
it already is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful now compared to, you know.
Yeah.
Morning, one of the Esperanza plants had bloomed.
Oh,
so
wow.
It had some yellow flowers on
awesome.
It. It was really pretty, yeah. Even though it was short.
We got a little bit of rain, and hopefully we'll get a little bit more. So.
Yeah.
Those community things are, I mean, I need to get my hands in the dirt. It makes me feel good. So I don't have any dirt. I don't own dirt here.
We always have the butterfly garden there. Anytime anybody wants to get their hands dirty and do a little hand weeding, I don't think Adrian and the guys would mind any help on that.
That's probably what we'll need to do sometime this summer.
Yeah, is have a day where we do some of that kind
cool
of
day,
stuff.
Or cool day or evening.
On that park, did we get rid of all
those
the
don't go together, darling.
Did somebody take one of all the planting boxes? Are they all taken?
Actually, sort of. But, I mean, we're getting close to redoing it again. I talked to Laurie about that. And one box isn't getting utilized, but Sea Turtle Inc. took over an extra box. And so we'll do a little bit more when we start back in August because we're going into the hot time. So
yeah.
We'll just put that on hold until the next one. We'll start advertising for boxes a little earlier and see. Because usually the Girl Scouts want to do one, and they didn't actually do one this time. I think it was just the timing of it all.
Well, if there's a box left, why don't we just put flowers in it to give some more color in there? Like vincas will live real well in the summertime.
Absolutely.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah, we can work on that.
That's the only thing I can grow. That's one of the only things I can grow.
Yeah.
Deer don't eat.
Okay, you can move on to the next one.
Thank you. So are we moving on?
Mm-hmm.
Next item on the agenda, 4.6, is discussion and possible action to change the June 18th meeting to June 25th at 3 p.m. because there's two people have already requested off on the 18th, the chair and the co-chair. So can... I don't know if you have
I won't be able to make it because I have a summer camp.
You have a summer camp?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there if it goes to June 25th.
Are you not able to make it?
I can't make June 18th.
Yeah. And
I'm
Patricia,
fine with
you. You're good?
Yeah.
So we need to, does anybody have a motion?
Move to approve. Move to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And that, my friends, would be
that's it. That's all she wrote.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.